Hey, what's up, you hooligans? This is episode one of Southern Sports Talk, where we talk about sports.
Mostly.
And I'm Justin with my co-host.
I'm Dylan.
All right, we just nailed that. Let's go.
You guys don't know how long we tried to do this intro. That's what's funny about that.
Yep. I mean, honestly, it's about to sound real awkward this first episode, but it's okay. We actually have podcasted before, and we stopped, but...
Well, you had a lot going
Anyways,
on.
Anyways, let's roll into this. What?
I said we had a lot going on. We had to stop.
Yeah. All right, so just breaking down here. Let's go. We got our notes pulled up here. We got some football predictions going.
Oh my god, dude!
Pause
for a second. Okay. Let's go into predictions. Can we just talk about tomorrow's 5 straight days of college football?
It's been long overdue.
How long?
It's been long overdue.
I'm excited. What'd
you say?
I said I'm excited.
Yeah, you got a big game, you know? Yeah, so we forgot to mention in our little intro, we're from Alabama. So
yes, but small towns. Yeah, both of us are from... Pretty small towns in
Alabama.
Small
towns will not be named because that is how people track you. Anyways, try not to sound awkward, dude. I don't even care.
Just roll
if y'all are listening still, I. Anyways, both from Alabama. I'm an LSU fan. That's just a long story we'll get into. Dylan?
Well, Roll Tide. We'll just leave it at that, right?
Yep. Raise hell, praise Dale. Enough said. All right, but we both support UAB, so I'm looking at the matchups here tomorrow. We got 2 ranked teams playing, 3 ranked teams.
Tomorrow?
All right, we got Oklahoma State. We got Central Michigan at Oklahoma State here. West Virginia at Pitt tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central. That could be a good game. I don't know what West Virginia really did last year because last year was a crappy year, so. What are we thinking right there? Open with a big one, kind of, I think.
I think it's
a
decent
game. What do
you
think right there? Wishing it at Pitt.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to look past this. They're going to look at Pitt being a ranked
team.
Well,
clearly, yeah. I didn't even know it was happening.
Yeah, they're going to look at Pitt being a ranked team playing at home. But me personally... I don't think you could ever overlook a Big 12 team. So,
yeah, we're talking about Pitt at home. So,
but they're only what is the spread like 7.5?
Let's see here. It'd be terrible if you could hear these mouse clicks.
I don't hear anything.
I'm not.
I got it 7.5 over under at 51.5. I don't.
All right, so. We're not betting, guys. It's not legal in Alabama, but if it was, I would take the spread on Pitt.
I think I hammer the. That's... I think I hammer the over.
52? Yeah, Big 12? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree. There's no defense in this game.
So who are you taking to win?
I think, honestly, I think West Virginia goes in there and upsets them.
All right, so. All right, you're 0-1 already? All right.
I mean...
All right, let's backtrack here. We got to talk about something. We got to talk about Nebraska and Vanderbilt. Nebraska. How many times can you guys lose by one score? If I'm not mistaken, all their games last year was one score. Was it? Let me see.
I don't know
loss,
about
one
that
because
they
one score loss.
If they played
loss.
Ohio State,
oh yeah, dude, they lost by one score except for Ohio State. Every other game was a one score loss.
Okay, I will say this though,
and then you did it again. You started the season off with it,
but you were looking good against.
I didn't watch much of that game because I mean,
it wasn't appealing. No, I watched some of it because. All right, I love football.
Enough with the washed Nebraska.
I don't know, dude.
Vanderbilt scoring 63 points.
No, hold on. Nebraska's got North Dakota. I'm pretty sure that's an FCS school this weekend. Does North Dakota upset them?
Wait, are we talking about North Dakota State?
No, it's just North Dakota. It's the joke they made during the Northwestern Nebraska game was it's not the North Dakota you think it is. So Nebraska wins that. I think Nebraska wins that. I just wanted to make a joke.
So 63 points, Vanderbilt. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Let's go on to Vanderbilt here. Most points scored against the current FBS school since 1941.
I'll be honest, I was super surprised.
It's Hawaii, I get it. But Vanderbilt.
But was that Hawaii?
Vanderbilt's losing to Hawaii. Yeah, I mean, Vanderbilt's losing to Hawaii every other year. Like, this could have been years before this.
I'm gonna say
Vanderbilt
this.
Probably loses.
That 63.
I'm not trying to get on a Vandy hype train. They're playing Hawaii. They played Hawaii, but.
No, it convinced me that they can win three games this year. Deadass, I had them at a like 2-10. I think seeing that they could probably win three or four games this year. I mean, we'll see week three. They got Wake Forest, so that's going to be a good.
That'd be a good test. For Vanderbilt, that's a big game.
It really is. I don't know where it's at. If it's at Vandy, we may see a sellout.
Let's move on. We also have. We got number 22 Wake Forest playing, whoever the hell this is.
It is
on the topic of ranked teams. This team doesn't even have a page on ESPN. I'm just going to say that. We got Penn State and Purdue. What do we think? I think a little upset? A little upset alert for Penn State?
No.
No?
No. I don't. The only team that Purdue can upset is Ohio State.
And all right, so back to the Alabama thing. You got UAB tomorrow night. UAB by 15, 20?
It's A&M, right? That's Alabama, I was up there around Alabama A&M's campus these past 2 days. There's no hype. They're not even advertising this game around there, so yeah. I think UAB about.
Well, can you blame them? They're probably going to get the Briggs beat off of them.
More than likely.
All right, so no line on that game. So no betting tips there. Sorry.
I mean, I can't tell you this.
Not really no good game.
The matchup predictor has a UAB at a 99.4% chance to win. So.
Yes. It's. So always got to be that chance. Friday, we got nothing really going on. TCU and Colorado, it's somewhat appealing. Me watching it? Absolutely not. But
no.
It's there. All right, we just want to address the elephant in the room about Saturday.
What? What is the elephant?
The big games on Saturday. There are some good matchups on Saturday.
There are zero good matchups. Let me tell you why.
All right. Well, I'm gonna prove you wrong right there, buddy. No, let me just run this down for you real quick. We got Oregon at Georgia. Well, not
blowout.
At Georgia. We got Georgia by
three scores. Easy.
Cincy at Arkansas.
Arkansas by two touchdowns.
Number 24 Houston at UTSA. Now UTSA lost a lot last year, so I don't know. We got number 25 BYU at South Florida, USF.
That'll be decent.
Okay. We got the nightcap. Well, we're not really the nightcap, but it's the nightcap. Notre Dame at Ohio State. Game day's in town. Ohio State don't play around. Notre Dame, new coach.
I think Notre Dame and the new coach. All right,
well, you ran through those predictions really fast, so I guess just screwed the damn content we had. We also have number 7 Utah at Florida.
The reason I ran through those predictions is because I'm tired of Oregon, Georgia, and Notre Dame, Ohio State being hyped up. those games aren't going
to
be
close. Oregon and Georgia should not be hyped up. Oregon's about to get – Oregon's
– Their starting quarterback played in the SEC two years ago? Or was it just – yeah, 2 years ago.
Last year.
Played yeah, we got year, hurt, too. Though.
Bo Picks, yeah.
Exactly.
So clearly, Georgia's beating Oregon. That's no argument there. You said Arkansas, Cincy. I agree, Arkansas.
I said two touchdowns.
What do you say about UTSA and Houston there?
That's a good game. I have to lean towards Houston. And
I'm leaning towards Houston 100%.
The only reason I'm leaning towards Houston is because Houston is that team year in and year out that always has the possibility to just they can beat whoever they play. For whatever reason, they always seem to have a decent squad put together. So,
all right, I'm gonna say this: I didn't had no clue that Utah was playing at Florida.
Yeah, no, that
and
game.
Utah's number 7. Are we really hyping Utah up like this? Like, what is this?
I've got them winning the Pac-12 this year.
Slow down. We have a whole show here.
I'm just saying that's how good I think they are. I will say. Great opening game. You go into the swamp. If you can beat Florida, I don't think any team in the Pac-12 can hang
with
you.
You just upped the hell out of your playoffs.
Look.
Like, Florida's not ranked. Florida lost a lot. Whole new coaching staff.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
Going into...
Yeah, going into
besides
the swamp
Vanderbilt,
can be difficult.
Going into the SEC anywhere? I mean, that's just tough.
Well,
I don't think
do
Florida
it.
Wins. I don't like Florida. I hate Florida a lot. But I don't see Florida winning.
I think it'll be a miracle if they do. If they pull that off, it'll surprise a lot of people.
Be a good game. I say Utah, watch out. Let's just say that. I had no idea that game was happening.
Nobody's talking about it because nobody thinks Florida is a good enough team. I think, like you said,
I mean, it's
going
Florida,
into
though, it's a name.
Going into the swamp, going into anywhere in the SEC really is difficult. So Florida has that, right? You got a new coach. I really don't know what Florida's team looks like as a whole. Don't really keep up
well,
with
it. I think you've got some high expectations.
What's the line?
Utah 3. I'd bang the fucking spread on Florida.
What time is this game?
6. Central.
Okay.
Alright, let's just... I'm not going to say Central every time. I'm just going to say my time zone.
I think all I'm... Right. I think on that over-under of 51.5... I had to hit the under, though.
Teams' first game. It's a big game. This is big. This is pretty big for Utah.
It is.
So I see a defensive matchup here.
And if it's big for Utah, then it's big for Florida.
And I want Florida to cover. I mean, that's a huge game. This is a big game. It's no hype about it, though. We got Notre Dame and
Ohio
State
here.
So.
Listen, the biggest hype behind Utah is the way they ended their season last year. They beat, pardon my French, but they beat the absolute dog shit out of Oregon twice. Like, absolutely dog walked Oregon twice. And then you only lose by 3 to a pretty damn good Ohio State team in the Rose Bowl. So that's where their hype comes from. And I know you and I have discussed this before, preseason rankings probably just shouldn't be a thing because they're going off of last year and returning players. That's kind of stupid.
Yeah, but they're doing it for TV.
Yeah, and this is what it produces with leading into what we're about to talk about, Ohio State and Notre Dame. Because
top 5 matchup, week 1, game day in town, game of the week, apparently.
Ohio State is literally favored by 17.
Game of the week for me.
Florida or Utah?
Game of the week for me. Florida, Utah. 100%. That's fine. Like, game day has to go to the top five matchup.
I'd argue, and I know you didn't want to say it, but I'd argue LSU Florida State's going to be a pretty. It could have been game of the week. That's going to be a damn good game too. LSU's going to run them down at the end.
It's just
but,
neither one of those teams.
But yeah,
neither one of those teams have a number by their name. That's the problem.
Yep. But Notre Dame has no business being in the top five, much less. I don't even think they have a business being in the top 15, to be honest with you.
I mean, Ohio State is probably going to handle this. Might be close first half, and then
I think it's a 3-score game by the end of the third quarter.
I don't know. I mean, Notre Dame, like, Brian Kelly was a coach, and these big games, he didn't. Well, not every big game. He would coach well and keep Notre Dame in the game, but can Notre Dame even keep this close?
No. No. Sorry for the voice crack, but no.
No, I don't think so either.
There's no I mean, they talk to
the
what
under
is
59,
the, is it,
I'd pound the over.
What is their coach's name? It's just left my mind.
Notre Dame?
Yeah, what's his name? Marcus something, isn't it?
We are very unprepared.
I don't know. I don't remember his name, but
like we know what games we're gonna talk about, but we're just like, yeah, let's not read up on it. So Marcus Freeman.
That's what I thought. Okay, so Marcus Freeman, they did his, you know how the coaches after practice, whatever. Some reporter brought up the spread to him, and he was like, "Oh, we're gonna use that today in the team meeting. What was that? I'm gonna write it down." And I'm just like, bro, you are wasting your time. You're going to try to motivate your team to go in here and try to beat a team that is a national title contender year in and year out. You're not, it's nothing's going to motivate your guys to play hard enough. I'm sorry. There's no way that you can convince them they have a chance. And I hate to be like that. I hate to be like a Debbie Downer, but I'm sure you agree with me. I don't see how Notre Dame stands a chance.
Yeah, so sorry, Notre Dame. Typical L for you there. All right, you ready to move on?
I mean,
Memphis, Mississippi State.
Look, it sucks that we have to talk about Notre Dame, Ohio State because game day's there, and it's quote-unquote a big matchup, okay? But I'm pretty sure most of the country knows. And when they do this pick on game day Saturday morning and they do the fan prediction, that shit's literally going to be like 95% of people think Ohio State will win the game. So, yeah, let's just move on and we'll see Ohio State in the playoffs
later on. Yeah,
Marcus
Freeman's going to put that in the locker room. Marcus Freeman's going to put that in the locker room.
I hope so. I hope I'm in their locker room. Hey, this dumb Alabama kid on this podcast, he said that y'all suck.
I mean, you played in the horseshoe, bro. Like, it's not an easy place to go. All
so
right.
What was the next one you said?
Memphis and Mississippi State. A little sleeper matchup here. Got Mississippi State -16. Mississippi State didn't end the year well.
They did. But where's it? It's at Mississippi State.
They went to Auburn and beat them. Yeah, I mean, Mississippi's going to win. But
yeah, I picked Mississippi State because of where it's at. I think if it's neutral site.
Well, I feel like Mississippi State's going to light Memphis up with that air raid.
Oh, Mike Leach is insane. I think, honestly, if the game is neutral site or maybe even at Memphis, I'd lean a little towards Memphis, but going into Starkville, you mentioned it earlier, going anywhere in the SEC and playing is difficult, but Starkville is one of those places. Cowbells, it's just annoying. So, and I don't know if Memphis, I don't know if Memphis has ever experienced a opposing crowd like that. So, you don't talk about toothpaste versus Stanford. All right.
Toothpaste versus Stanford.
Yeah, dude, it's Colgate versus Stanford.
Colgate.
Oh,
that's not even on TV. We don't care.
The Auburn game's
not
even on TV.
We gotta talk about it because it's your team. We gotta talk about it. Alabama, Utah State.
I don't even know why. I think Alabama were favored by about 40.
Alabama minus 41.5. Pound the hell out of it if you want to bet on something like that.
Yeah, I'm not. Bama's not covering. I think the game's going to be closer than people think.
I'll tell you, you didn't cover.
Exactly.
I'm looking at one team right now that didn't cover week one.
Who was that? Florida State?
Take it. Florida State, LSU, baby. We're in New Orleans.
Wait. Hold on.
LSU
pause.
Second home. No, you paused.
No, you skipped South Carolina, Georgia State. That I feel like we should talk about that.
All right. Well, you read out those teams, just read why you skipped it. So, good job.
You don't want to talk about Spencer Rattler? You don't talk about the fact that Georgia State can go in here and beat them week one?
Not in South Carolina. You can't talk about how it's tough to play in the SEC and then go say Georgia State's going to upset South Carolina.
South Carolina's only favored by 12.
And a half.
Look. You just got to look at it. Spencer Rattler, is he as good as we think he is, or was he just good under Lincoln Riley?
Well, he couldn't cut it in the Big 12. So.
Georgia State ended their season.
Wasn't that bad in the Big 12, though.
No. I don't know. I'm just saying. I wouldn't look past. I wouldn't look past Georgia State if I was South Carolina. That's all I'm gonna say. We can move forward to LSU, Florida State now because I feel like.
All right, I'm excited about this one for a lot of reasons. Clearly, new coach. We're tired of losing back to back. Okay, not back to back losing seasons, but a 500 season and a losing season. Kansas State got real hype about that bowl
game. Can't relate.
Against our receiver quarterback. Well, you can't relate to the end of your season on a bowl game loss? That's weird.
I can't relate to having back-to-back losing 500 seasons. Or having a 500 season at all. I mean, as a matter of fact.
Anyways. Okay. Anyways. Well, Florida State didn't cover last week. That's about all we know. Florida State didn't cover their 42-point spread, but they had 40. So a lot of question marks for LSU. Got a whole new coach and staff. Quarterback has not been announced, but I have a feeling it's Jane Daniels, transfer from Arizona State. Solid, cocky guy. LSU's got the better receiving core. Probably a better defense.
I think what's going to be interesting in this game.
You don't have a running back right now.
I think what's going to be interesting in this game is Florida State leaned heavily on the run against Duquesne. So that's going to be their main thing. Can they run on LSU's defense?
LSU's front is.
Because I think
we got about five or six guys gonna be rotating in and out all
exactly
on the front.
If Florida State cannot run the ball, Jordan Travis is a good quarterback, but if Florida State cannot get a run game going, there's gonna be no throwing the ball, because I mean LSU usually has some pretty solid DBs. I mean they lost one to Bama last year.
I cannot say this enough that our front. According to like everybody's watching the practices, all the reporters, our front is solid.
And in that case, I would say that if I'm Kelly and that coaching staff, and you look at the tape from what Florida State did last week, you put 7-8 guys in the box and you dare Jordan Travis to throw the damn football. Because they only have
receiving core here, and this thing is stacked.
Florida State only has.
Florida State has good secondary, but
Florida State has one or two good receivers, and I guarantee you, LSU's DBs can lock them up. So I would stack 8 in the box and run man, and dare them to throw the football. And until he throws a football on you. I just, you know, simple football. Florida State wants to run the ball.
All right. So, with that said, who's your pick?
LSU's favored by 3. It's in New Orleans.
It's basically a home game. That's why they're favored by 3.
Yep. Let me just look. Look at these last 5 from last year.
It's a different team. One's a different team, different coach. I don't know about the other one. One's in the ACC. I don't know. They lost to Florida. We beat Florida. There you go. That's your one comparison.
What I'm looking at, I'll tell you exactly what I'm looking at. LSU's practically returning most of their defense, or am I wrong?
Yeah, and our defense, I'm not going to lie, our defense was not bad last year.
Exactly. That's, if you're returning, look, 20-14 versus a solid Alabama offense, they were all healthy. 20-14.
In Tuscaloosa.
16-13 loss to Arkansas. That's a solid offense, and you kept them under 20. I'm going to have to go LSU here. Just based on defense, maybe the offense will surprise me, but I don't know. I'm going to go with LSU.
I'm excited to see a new offense.
I don't know about covering this 3-point spread. They should, honestly, but I think LSU's defense might just be too much for Florida State. But tell me how
so
you'll feel if Florida State beats you, though.
Frustrating. Do all this stuff in the off season, signing all these in-state guys, using the transfer portal, getting. Let me look at the roster, because we pulled some guys out of transfer portal. Like Jane Daniels, obviously.
I think
I'm
LSU surprised everybody.
Like Kayshawn Boutte, he's trying to transfer.
I think
Boutte
LSU
wanted
surprised
to transfer.
Everybody when they pulled
him back.
Brian Kelly. So.
Miles Brennan was looking to transfer. I mean, he obviously wasn't going to get the job, so he stopped playing football, which is fine. We had some guys on the defense side that want to transfer, and he brought them back. Got a lot of in-state guys we signed. So my complete unbiased opinion is LSU by 2 scores.
Okay. I think I'm just going to take them by that 3.
Tight game, mid-third quarter, and then it just Florida State runs out of gas. And well, Brian Kelly opens up his LSU tenure with a big W.
It's going to be a much-needed W.
It's a big game. It's a bigger game than game than what it's made out to be.
We're just looking through
that
LSU's
said,
schedule
night,
for the year. Though. Like, win this game. And then you kind of cruise, like, until you play Ole Miss, pretty much. Well, Florida. The Florida game will be pretty big, but, like,
we cruise till we – oh, Mississippi State's at home. Oh, if we beat Florida State and, like, we look good, we're going to cruise all the way into Auburn.
I think obviously. You guys cruise past Auburn, but
it's a tough
little state that's – we're going to wait and see – that's so far down the road. We're not going to get that far. Monday night is
yeah,
Clemson,
we'll find out
Georgia
next week
Tech,
about
right?
that one when we're talking about LSU Florida State. Yeah, Clemson.
Are they going to be back?
I know it's Georgia Tech here. We're talking about Georgia Tech. We're talking about Clemson. Clemson. I don't know.
Let's bring up that they lost their defensive coordinator. He's now the head coach at Oklahoma.
That's correct.
Brent Venables.
So Clemson's a tough start to the season last
model.
Year.
Yes.
Georgia's one close game, minus the one they lost. And then Georgia cruised to beat everybody else, and then Clemson kind of struggled. Lost to NC State, lost to Pitt. Almost lost to Georgia Tech last year.
I think.
You got to pick Clemson. I don't know how you go against Clemson.
I'm not going against Clemson. I will say the game.
I mean, Georgia's worst game, arguably. Like, Georgia's worst game last year was probably Clemson. They didn't score an offense. I mean, besides them getting
first game of the year, though,
Alabama in the SEC championship. Like you said, it's first game of the year. They got embarrassed by Alabama in the SEC championship, turned around, national championship, and just made Alabama look silly.
Oh.
I don't know, Clemson.
I wouldn't say.
I would take Clemson to win this, but I don't know.
I don't think they're back. I think Clemson loses two games this year. Maybe three. They play Notre Dame late in the season, so. Well,
that'd be so. Why don't we look at, why don't we take a little peek at their schedule here? All right, watch out for NC State. Notre Dame. Why is Miami ranked? I don't know. But we're not watching out for that one.
They were ranked. Hey, put South Carolina end of the year rivalry game. That's in Clemson. Look for South Carolina to go in Clemson at the end of the year and get a big win. We'll come back to this.
All right, so we kind of did this out of order. We were supposed to make little predictions here for the conferences.
We did this perfect.
All right, let's go to a rundown. Do we care about the Big Five? Do we care about the Power Five or Power Six?
Well, what do you mean? The Power Six is what's important.
The American Athletic Conference and the Sun Belt. Fun Belt. All right. Anyways, kick it off with ACC here. We got Clemson playing. Got Clemson playing Pitt here. All right. This is so rough. I don't know how to pick the ACC, to be honest. I don't even know. I don't know, man.
I might have to pull up there.
How do you go against Clemson in that conference?
I think Wake Forest has got a decent squad.
I don't know, man. Yeah, they do. They're not a joke. They're not a run over anymore.
Let me look up, see who could
play.
Who played
the ACC conference last year? It wasn't Clemson.
It was Wake and... Was it Wake and Virginia Tech or
Clemson
Virginia?
But it was Clemson's two losses in that division. I don't know. You can't pick against Clemson. I might have something to say different next week or the week after. But we're basically looking at this blind.
Looking up the ACC championship game from last year. It was Pitt and Wake Forest. Yeah, 45-21. Pitt won the ACC.
Yeah, but we're not going to go against Clemson here.
I'm going Clemson-Pitt.
What else? Did I say Clemson-Pitt?
Yeah. I think that's what I'm going Clemson. With. And then I think I'm going to use – I'm going to just Pitt repeats. Pitt wins ACC 2 years in a row. I like that.
All right, Big 12, I'm going to tell you right now. Watch out for Baylor.
I think watch out for Baylor. Don't sleep on a
now,
team like
I'm about
Oklahoma.
To get scalded by an LSU fan, but what the hell is their coach's name? Dave Aranda.
Yeah, Aranda.
We love Dave Aranda in Baton Rouge. Coached to a Big 12 title first year. I mean, second year. First year don't really count. It's COVID.
The Big 12 is weird, too.
Well, I like Baylor. I like Baylor a lot.
I like Baylor. I think Okie State's pretty solid. I'm interested to see what Oklahoma does. Who did they end up?
For once, I will not be annoyed by Oklahoma this year.
Yeah, Brent Venable. I think that's why I'm so intrigued by Oklahoma. They put in a strong
I mean, you know, honestly, besides softball, I'm never really annoyed with Oklahoma. Never have been.
I never have because you can
I will say, I'm about to take a big jump, big leap in the past here. When we played Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl in the playoffs, I was kind of worried. But that worry went away at the end of the first half. Yeah, like
I think I
don't really mind Oklahoma. It's not like they're Ohio State. I don't like Ohio State.
I think Oklahoma, the Big 12 championship
fine, but
game
I like Baylor.
Baylor and Oklahoma. And
Baylor Oklahoma again, yeah. How do you pick anybody else? You don't know.
I mean,
Texas?
You got some
no,
sleeper
no.
teams.
Texas is not back.
You got some sleeper teams in this conference. Iowa State can always pull off an upset.
Texas.
Tech.
I mean, it's annoying. You got Texas. They're not ranked for once. That'll be the first time ever.
And I feel like Sarkisian's a solid coach down there. We'll find out week two, though.
Just trying to put it together. I mean, anybody that takes a job at Texas, you got Alabama expectations with a
Vanderbilt trophy case.
Let me compare this the best way I can. You got Alabama expectations with a Kentucky like Kentucky team. If that makes sense. Does that make sense to you?
I mean, basically, you've got these expectations of this national championship type team, but all you have is a 9-3 team.
Year in, year out. This team is expected to do everything and just lower the expectations. You have the coach some time.
If Colt McCoy didn't get hurt.
If Colt McCoy, you little bitch, if you didn't get hurt, Alabama doesn't have a dynasty right now.
Probably not. But hey, it is
so
what
thanks.
It is.
And then that's LSU, me. Looking at you, if you didn't lose to Clemson in the Peach Bowl, they're not shit. LSU 2012 Peach Bowl, game-winning field goal for Clemson, started a whole dynasty. Not really a dynasty, but they started something.
We went from picking Big 12 champs to rambling, because that's what we do. Let's move on to the Big Ten, though.
We ramble. Southern Sports Talk, baby. Yay, yay!
So Big Ten's Ohio State. I don't even care who they're playing. It doesn't matter.
Michigan's not beating Ohio State again. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Like LSU beating Alabama, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, Penn State, I don't know, watch out. Ohio State, definitely. Ohio State playing Minnesota. Give me Minnesota. Bang it, Minnesota. Minnesota!
Ooh.
I'm just kidding, Minnesota sucks. They lost a lot.
I was about to say, man.
Nah, I don't know. The Big Ten West compared to the Big Ten East is looking real funky. Give me Iowa. Give me Ohio State and Iowa again. I don't know. I don't even know how to predict.
Give me Ohio State.
I don't want to.
Wisconsin.
I don't want to keep rambling too long on these conferences. All right. Well, I don't want to ramble too long on these conference picks because we still have a lot to discuss here.
Yeah, I like Ohio State, Wisconsin, and then Ohio State wins the Big Ten. SEC is easy. Alabama, Georgia.
All right, I don't even know how to predict this next one.
What is it? What are we doing?
Conference USA.
Who played for it last year?
Not UAB, because I watched them lose UTSA in San Antonio.
I think you have to.
I don't know. Do we even want to? We only predict this. We only do the conference USA because UAB's in it. And I'm obviously picking UAB to win it because I don't really know much about that conference other than UAB's probably the best team there.
I think Florida Atlantic's the best team, either them or North Texas. But UAB's got a good shot. I mean, the only thing is Bill Clark having to step down due to medical stuff and they have an interim head coach. So. Have to see how that goes throughout the season.
All right. On to... Nope, not the MAC. Not the Mountain West. Pac-12. You already gave that one away, didn't you?
Yep. I got Utah.
I don't know how. I don't know anybody else. I mean, Oregon, maybe. I don't know. What's Oregon going to do? We'll see.
I got Utah beating Oregon for the Pac-12 championship.
All right, SEC, we got Georgia, Alabama. That was quick. All right.
Easy. Who wins it though?
I don't know.
I'll say this.
Team in red. Give me that one.
I got Alabama's going to win the SEC. I think Alabama this year, and this is unbiased, it's going to sound biased as hell, but I think it's just going to be a bloodbath season for them. I don't know any team really this year that's going to hang close with them. I'll keep LSU circled, Auburn circled. I think those are two teams that can give Alabama a hell of a fight no matter what. It doesn't matter. So,
yeah.
And then we'll just go from there. I mean, next week, after we see some games, revisit some of these. But it's kind of hard not knowing what teams have. Especially, like, there was a huge coaching carousel this past year, so.
Yeah, I mean, LSU could surprise a lot of people. They can meet expectations, which I guess we're going to roll right into this. Well, if you want to, you can talk about LSU ceiling and floor here.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfect.
Texted about it. I honestly say our floor is 8 wins, which is disappointing to me. Because I don't see 4 losses on our schedule.
I've looked at your schedule since we texted about it.
I'm going to be honest. Our ceiling is 1 loss, and that's Alabama.
After looking at it, I've got shot 8-4.
Who's that? Alabama, A&M, Arkansas?
Alabama, A&M, Arkansas, and then Florida's my, like, y'all could go 9-3, 8-4. I think Florida has a chance to beat y'all. Big rivalry game, always possible. But at the same time, I think LSU's...
So is Auburn. Playing Auburn's tough.
Yeah, but I don't think Auburn... I think they're starting Finley at quarterback again. And he's just not, you know, I don't want to... Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason LSU shouldn't be 5-0 going into Auburn.
I agree with that.
Besides the fact they only play 4 games before they go to Auburn.
Well, yeah, I didn't. I was going with what you said. But, yeah, I mean, like, they definitely should be undefeated going into this game with Auburn. And Auburn's going to have a loss on their schedule.
And, you know, with Florida's questions, too, I mean, we could just go into Gainesville and beat the hell out of them.
That's why I said.
It could be the opposite. We go into Gainesville and get the hell out of us.
8-4, 9-3.
And I think that's... I'm not going to lie. This is very possible for us to go to an Alabama game 8-0 at the same time.
You have to be playing some solid football.
I mean, not really. You get past Auburn. Florida? Ole Miss? We got Ole Miss at home.
That's a good Ole Miss team, though. That's going to be a good game.
I mean, realistically, I mean, clearly there's a chance for anything to happen, but realistically, we could be 8-0. It's just, what does Brian Kelly have to do?
I mean,
we don't know.
Anything's possible. Realistically, UAB could win a national championship. I mean, we could do what ifs all day.
Really, not with the current playoff format, but.
But, what I mean, with what you're saying, it's the same thing. Like, anything can happen. So, I mean, saying all that, though, we kind of have an idea of who we both like for conference championships. What do you think the playoffs going to look like at the end of the year?
Bama, Georgia, Ohio State, and...
Hey, look, I've got the same 3 you are. I'm leaning towards Utah coming out of the Pac-12, get the first Pac-12 team.
I was thinking Utah, bro. Like, right now, like, straight up right now, yeah.
My two,
it's gonna change.
That fourth spot,
it's gonna
that
change.
Fourth spot for me is between Utah and Baylor. I think I think, like what you said, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State,
it's
going to
change week in, week out, just like the playoff rankings change week every week when they start doing them. So that's going to change. But that's a prediction right now. And I don't – there's nothing to compare it to. There's nothing to look at. All right, so with that being said, there's going to be another fun thing to look at. Heisman?
C.J. Stroud, Ohio
State.
It would
be so fun to predict because we know literally nothing. We know nothing.
It's going to go to C.J. Stroud. As long as he has a halfway decent year. They're not going to let Bryce win it two years in a row.
Not even going to argue.
They're not going to let Bryce get it 2 years in a row. They're not going to give it to Will Anderson on defense, even though he's probably going to have one of those seasons where you're like, damn, what a player. But C.J. Stroud, they're going to give it to C.J. Stroud.
I'm about to jump to something real quick. Just got an alert from ESPN Breaking News, Braves won.
Breaking news, the Braves won. Now, the only question is.
Got off that skid.
What are the Mets doing? Let's
the
find
Mets
out.
Won. All right. Anyways.
Well,
so, with that Heisman prediction, jump into some NFL talk here. All right. Preseason. No one gives a shh. No one cares about preseason. I don't.
Exactly.
Never have, never will.
Can't compare it to anything.
All right, big matchups week one, Thursday night, Buffalo, Rams. I don't want to talk about too much about NFL. But I know you're a Falcons fan, Saints fan.
We can talk about NFL, like, for sure. For sure next week.
Week one, September 8th, next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah. But we can't talk about
Saints Falcons week one. Love it. Love to see it.
How does that even happen?
NFL does what they want, bro.
Saints by three scores.
Anyways.
Can we just do this real quick?
I don't really want to get into that right now.
Since you're a Saints fan, I'm a Falcons fan. What is your season, like, what do you think they're going to go? What's the record?
Saints?
Yeah, what's their record?
I don't know. Give me a big fat question mark, bro. We got a new coach, new team. I don't know.
Look, I got the Falcons at 6-11, and that's being biased as shit. I honestly, 6-11 is what
I
would
Saints
love to
win.
See.
I mean, the Saints almost made the playoffs last year with a terrible roster. Injuries. Sean Payton was stressed out. All right, on to division winners. Shouldn't be that hard.
It's not going to be.
All right, let's start at the AFC East. You have it open, so you know who you're looking at here?
Yeah, Buffalo.
Buffalo times two. AFC North. Dak. I can't go against my man.
I want to say Cincy, but I'm leaning towards Pitt. I'm gonna have to go Steelers.
Wow, I was going to say Cincy or...
Baltimore?
All right, you say Steelers.
I think the Steelers got it.
All right.
You know who I'm going
AFC
with
South?
In the South, right? You gotta know who I'm going with here, right?
It's gotta be the Titans.
No, the Colts, man.
All right, well, scratch out that Titans times two.
the Colts. I think they've got a better team than people are giving them credit for.
Can't believe you're going against Derrick Henry, but all right, Ben.
Matt Ryan at quarterback. And then Jonathan Taylor. I think Jonathan Taylor is a better running back overall. Look, Jonathan Taylor is overall a better running back than Derrick Henry. I'm just saying.
I'm about to step on your toes. Chiefs times two. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, easy. AFC West, easy. Chiefs. I don't even know. I don't.
Broncos Nation, let's ride. All
right, dude. We're going to skip the NFC East. We're going to come back to that one.
Yeah, please. Because I need some time to
That's
think.
That's going to be a discussion. We're going to have a whole episode about the NFC East. All right. The Peckers.
Yeah.
Packers times two.
Yeah.
This is just so easy. This is way easier than college football. This would be a good discussion too. The last three left are great discussions. I mean, NFC South's not that much of a discussion. It's obviously going to be the Saints.
I mean, yeah, Saints or Tampa Bay.
I'm picking the Saints. It's a little biased, but Tom Brady can't beat the Saints. So.
Oh, I'm just going to throw a wrinkle in it. I'm going to take Carolina. Just throw a wrinkle in there.
All right, you're dumb as shit. All right, NFC West. This is arguably one of the best divisions. Maybe it's more competitive than the AFC North, I would say. This is a really good division. I think we didn't talk enough about the AFC West either. But it's gonna be a good battle, but the NFC West. Rams. Well, Seahawks are kind of out of it. Cardinals, nah. Niners, well, this is actually not much of a discussion. I'm picking the Rams. I don't like the Rams. I hate the Rams. They cheated.
I'm taking the Niners.
Rams, Niners. All right. Gotta do it, dude. We have to do
it. We them boys.
I would do a random number generator to pick it.
Honestly, yeah, do that for both of us. Honestly.
I wonder if you could do numbers like 1 through 4. And like how they're lined up. Is how it lined up for you? Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Commanders?
Yeah, because that's their.
Sorry, that's Redskins.
That's what they finished.
All right, and, first roll. You want the first roll? I'm not going to tell you the number. I know the number. But you want the first roll?
Yeah, I hope it's Washington. I hope it's 4.
Well, you got what you wanted, buddy.
Let's go, because they're not winning that. But I'm just glad I don't have to say I'm rocking with the Cowboys. Hate the Cowboys.
The Cowboys are probably going to win it. All right, my number is the Eagles, number 3.
Nice. Well, the Eagles all have right. a better shot than – I think the Eagles – if I was going to genuinely pick this, I don't care to. I don't like any of the teams in this division. But if I was genuinely going to pick it, it'd be between Dallas and Philly. So, but I'm rocking with Washington. So, doesn't matter.
Broncos country.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Okay, so with that being said,
yep.
Do we want to talk about a major thing in the NFL right now? And the Browns and how stupid they are?
We gotta do it.
I mean, at the end of the day,
are we talking about
suspension?
We're talking about Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, we're gonna do, not necessarily just Deshaun, but suspensions as a whole in the NFL. I think the
all right. So you ban a guy for pretty much his whole career for weed. Dumb as hell.
I was gonna say the most comparable thing, easiest, like. You look at Calvin Ridley, literally bet. It's not like he bet against his team. He bet for his team.
He bet on his team to
yeah.
win.
And he got. And
he's gone a whole season.
A whole season. And then you got this guy who has.
To be fair, this Deshaun Watson thing, it's allegations. They still, it's an awful look.
It's allegations, but that's for Goodell to come out and just say, what up. Was it, 7 games?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. ridiculous. Until everything comes out and is in truth.
So we know about.
I mean.
Remember, we got Myles Garrett here. Myles Garrett swung his helmet at Mason Rudolph and got suspended indefinitely. Like, granted, it was in a game. It's on prime time. Everybody's watching. Aaron Donald
care.
Does this in a practice.
Aaron Donald's
swings
the fucking
two helmets and
the videos get taken down.
Not a single thing.
Everything got taken down.
Nothing.
He's the little.
I get it's a practice, but it's, everybody knows about it, and he's poster boy.
Yep.
But
that's the easiest way to put that.
The inconsistency of this is.
It's absurd. It's absurd. You want to take care of this guy because he's like he brings in viewers, blah blah blah. But
I'll tell you right now, I don't give a shit if Aaron Donald's playing. I'm not watching it. The only way I'm watching Aaron Donald play is if the Rams are playing the Saints.
Exactly. I was about to say, the only way you're watching him is if he's playing your team. Because, he's a great player, but is he that good where you hold a different standard? I don't understand that. No matter how good or how much a player can do, they should be held
to
the same standard. Yeah, there is none in the NFL, apparently. You can have all these allegations against you and get a $300 million contract, so. Moving on.
We're not going to move on, actually. That's going to bring us to the question of the week. It's kind of obvious, but if you're Roger Goodell, what? This is a black eye, honestly. So if you're Roger Goodell, question of the week, send in your answers. Twitter links in the bio. DMs are open. If you're Roger Goodell, what do you do to fix this? I'm asking you. You can answer.
I'm thinking of how to answer that.
I mean, honestly, it's pretty self-explanatory. You set a standard across. Like, you can't let these guys do this shit.
I think the best thing right now, how to fix it, is you come out and you take the Aaron Donald situation and you suspend him. And you say, hey.
Do something about it.
Exactly. You say, hey, we had a guy do this. Well, I don't know how long ago the Garrett thing was, but hey, it just happened. Literally, it's fresh on everybody's mind. This is not the kind of league we want. This is not what we want to portray ourselves as. Boom. And then from here on forward, every time some bullshit like that happens, there's repercussions to it, right? However, he, like we just said, Aaron Donald, poster child, so he kind of gets away. That man could probably do this in the middle of a game, and I don't know that he'd be held to the standard that Myles Garrett was. So.
All right, so it's one thing you could do about it if you don't want to suspend him. All right, you need to suspend him. But you can look at Myles Garrett's situation and look at Aaron Donald's. One was a lot worse. Myles Garrett was definitely worse. I'll say
Myles Garrett was worse.
Same actions.
But
it was targeted at a single player. Aaron Donald was in a group of players, but it's still the same thing. So, look at them both. You got to do something, Aaron Donald. You don't have to spend them indefinitely, because
thing with it is you're not holding everybody to the same. I get what the argument is. Oh, it was in a game on TV. Not everybody saw it or knows about it. Doesn't really matter. We have social media nowadays. That crap was posted and taken down. I think that's what's pissing a lot of people off, is that it got taken down. It got removed. So there's no proof. Like, the only way anybody has it, if somebody screen recorded it on their iPhone or Android or whatever, that's the only way anybody has that video. Because me personally, I still haven't seen the video. I just seen the stuff circulating.
And
so it's just.
I get you made an example of the betting while you're playing. You made
okay,
an
well, I'm not saying I disagreed with Ridley's ruling. I'm just saying there's people doing
is it
far
harsh?
Worse.
It's extremely harsh.
That was extreme.
You're trying to make an example?
Exactly. Why are you making an example out of that?
I don't agree.
But you're making an example out of that, but player safety isn't a concern. You got a guy swinging helmets, and there's no repercussion. It's just, hopefully in the coming days we see something come out about it. I doubt it, but I think it's kind of like Goodell's losing a grip on the league. Yeah, he's losing a grip on these players in the league, and certain guys are getting away with stuff that shouldn't be, so I don't know.
And it's also amazing that this guy is running a multi-billion dollar corporation. It just...
Hopefully somebody listens to this and can maybe disagree with us and give us some different insight, you know, like maybe we're tunnel. I would too, because maybe we're too tunnel visioned in on discipline, and maybe somebody's got something good to say. I don't know. Hopefully just to give us something to laugh at next week.
All right. While we're talking, we're not really talking, but we're kind of talking playoffs here, making little predictions. I know you don't watch NASCAR, but I watch NASCAR. I need you to pull up the playoff field.
I just like that dude that got the four. He got the name of that major Texas city, and his last name's my name. I like that guy a lot.
Man, Austin Dillon.
Yes, sir.
To do is you need to pull up the playoff grid.
What am I doing? NASCAR Cup Series or Xfinity
Series?
Yep,
Cup Series, baby. You're going to give me, just by looking at, okay, it'll show you the points next to him, too. So
standings.
I'll help you out with this. We got to talk about NASCAR. It's a Southern Sports Talk podcast.
So the top four, Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, somebody Chastain, and Kyle Larson. See, are you surprised? You surprised I know some of those? I'm surprised I know some of those.
Ross effing Chastain, baby. All right, so clearly these top four, five, six, probably, we're probably good. Right? Because the next 12 move on. I gave you some tips right now. Briscoe, probably not going to do too hot. Christopher Bell, not going to do too hot. Austin Dillon, probably not going to do too hot. Cindric, not too hot. I like Bowman. He's in the 48. I was a Jimmy Johnson fan, but he's in the 48. Bowman, he's been struggling, but he's getting some speed lately. So give me – I don't even know how to do this. I don't even know how to explain it to you.
What are you talking about, give you top four?
When give is me this? Your final four.
Final four? Final four racers?
Yep, out of those 16.
Out of this 16, I can go all the way down to 41, dude. Holy. Okay, so
make sure you're looking at the playoff standings. You're looking at the playoff standings?
I'm looking at standings overall. So, who's...
Yeah, dude. Hang on. Look, I'm sending you the link. There.
Yeah, send me a link.
Click on that.
I'll click on it, boy.
I'll make a lot of sense to you.
Yeah, because I'm looking at, like, overall standings. I don't even know.
Yeah, so, all right, here you go. This will make a lot more sense to you.
Oh, okay. So, out of these, I'm picking four that I think are going to be the final four.
All the way at the end.
Okay, so I think I'm just gonna go Chase Elliott. Is that smart? I don't know.
Three.
I'm gonna go Chase Elliott.
All right, now, let me say this: if one of these drivers wins a race, they automatically move on to the next round. I'll tell you that too. I mean, it's not gonna make a difference to you, but
okay, so. I see what you're saying. If they
so like in the round in this round of eight, if one of those drivers wins, they automatically go
move to the final four.
Any of those three races in the round of eight, they automatically move on.
Let me ask you this:
if you guys didn't know, it's also a podcast that teaches you about NASCAR.
Let me ask you this: so is it just going to be these 16 cars racing, or is it the full field? It's just
The full field, but it's okay. Like these 16 are like in the playoff.
They're competing. Okay, so when it goes to 12, it's still the full field and 8. Like, So it's not just eight cars racing, like, because that'd be kind of lit.
Correct.
That'd be cool. All right, so my final, I'm gonna go Chase Elliott.
Well, you got one. I agree with you, Chase Elliott. Yeah.
I'm gonna go Kyle Busch, because I like Busch. I love Busch Light.
I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna go. Give me Denny Hamlin, because I like Denny's. I like pancakes.
Not bad. I agree. I agree with two of those.
I'm gonna go.
Last one. Don't go against your boy. You should definitely go against your boy, but don't do it.
Nah, I'm picking Austin Dillon, bro. I think I have to throw him.
All right, my four right now. My four is gonna be Elliott, Larson, Chastain, and Hamlin.
Okay.
That's See, just a fun little thing you want to do.
I was trying to stay away from Logano because all I ever hear is, you know, like, just stupid shit about him. So.
All right. Well, I'll keep you updated on that every week we record.
Yeah, because you know I'm not going to look. just tell me how I'll be watching. Did you put my picks down?
Hell no. I'm going to remember what you said. You said Austin Dillon, Hamlin, Kyle Busch, and Chase Elliott.
Yeah. Okay, you remember.
I remember what I said, too.
You got a big brain, dude. I can't remember.
All right, quick little snippet, and we're going to close it out. Pennant race, we're obviously Braves fans, if you didn't tell from earlier.
if we're just going to talk about it real quick, Mets are winning the division. They're going to get the East for the first time in a while. Let's just go ahead and say it.
Oh, I hate to say it. It's looking like that right now.
Yeah, they're a solid baseball team. But it is what it is.
With that being said, give me your World Series matchup.
World Series.
No. Give me your ALCS and your NLCS.
I was about to say, don't make me pick the World Series. So the NLCS, fans are probably tired of it, but it's going to be Braves Dodgers again. I think even as the wild card, the Braves are just they've got the experience and they've got a great atmosphere in the clubhouse. Yeah, they're a great team. ALCS.
A net on that, Cardinals. Cardinals play a weak schedule in a weak division.
The Cardinals. So. I'm tired of hearing people talk about. The NL, they're in the Central, right? The NL Central.
Yeah, Central's awful.
People try to say that that's one of the tougher divisions. Blah blah blah. They're not. The AL is a little tougher for me. I think there's a handful of teams that could end up in the ALCS.
I'll tell you right now, my ALCS is Astros and Dodgers, or not Dodgers, Astros and Yankees.
Astros, Yankees. I'm leaning. I'm leaning towards Yankees. Astros as well. I could see Tampa Bay squeaking in. So, but I think NLCS is I don't see.
All right. Well.
Yeah, I just
so you say Yankees and Astros.
Yeah, and the AL. All right, and then Dodgers,
so,
Braves.
All right, before you say your World Series. NLCS, my unbiased. I'd love to be wrong, but it's just the Mets seem really tough to beat. And I just you can't go against the Dodgers.
I'm surprised you think the Mets can get there. I just think they choke before they. I think they choke in the division.
The Mets are tough as hell to beat. They're a tough team.
Yeah, but they would have to be.
But when they're playing us, big series. Who's they're dominating?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We took three out of the last four we played against them, right? So,
well, we're gonna sound pretty clueless about this since we're just I'm picking a little. I mean, I'm going Dodgers, Astros. I don't know. It's not gonna be the Yankees. Yankees can't do it. AL Central is probably the worst division of baseball.
Oh man, it is
the worst division of baseball.
I've got Yankees, Dodgers for the World Series. Dodgers get a real ring this year. Freddie gets another ring. I can't lie. I hate that he went to LA, but I would love to see him get a back-to-back rings. That'd be pretty cool. I love Freddie to death.
If the Dodgers and Astros are winning, they can both lose. I don't care. Like I don't really care.
Yeah, I got Dodgers.
If I'm gonna have to pick one team to go for, I want to see the Astros get a real ring before the Dodgers.
That's interesting. I don't want to see the Astros even close to winning a ring. They cheated, and I just don't like it. So. I'd love to see him get beat.
When October's year. when October comes around, college football is going to be red hot. NFL is going to be red hot. Baseball is going to be red hot. It's going to be a great time. Looking forward to it. And I would love to see how my predictions change, especially with baseball.
That'll be interesting.
Pretty cut and dry about baseball right now. It's late in the season. Easy to look at.
Yeah, it's really easy to just look at where teams are. You've watched about 100 games from every team now, so it's like, what are you working with? So we'll see how the season closes out.
Anything you want to say before we?
No, I have nothing.
Before we sign off here. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I would say Instagram, but we don't have one. TikTok, we don't have one. What's Facebook? Don't have that either. So, women's Snapchat? Don't have that.
We do have an OnlyFans, though.
Do have an OnlyFans. We're not releasing the link.
No, we don't have one. But if you guys are interested, we might.
Yeah, seriously. if you guys have the right dollar amount. Follow us on Twitter. Link is in the... I want to say description because of YouTube, but it's in there in the about info. This is episode 1. We look forward to next week. Bye, you hooligans.